Well, Philip sample P at altitude is urgent care today's date is 11/28/2022. Dictation is for Elizabeth Dominguez. Dominguez spells D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z. Elizabeth spells E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of birth is 12/30/1982. A 39-year-old female, hair with cough, period. Patient stated that this has been going on for a while, but it's gotten worse in the last 3 days. Says cough is productive of sometimes clear, sometimes yellow sputum. Says she came in because she's now having myalgia with her cough. And cough is getting worse, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient report throat pain. Said pain is approximately 6/10. Increase with swallowing, period. Next line. Please go back to patient report sore throat and take everything out and just insert patient report throat pain. Next line, patient report runny nose. Next line. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes. Next line, hypertension. Next line, depression / anxiety. Next line, next paragraph, C-section. Correction, next paragraph, surgical history, a C-section. Next paragraph, last menstrual period, 2018. Patient is status post hysterectomy. Next paragraph. The family history is negative. Next paragraph. Social history. She denies alcohol use, denies drug use. She endorses tobacco use. Next paragraph. Medication, metformin. Next line, lisinopril. Next line, bupropion. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, a physical exam, she's alert, oriented, morbidly obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is 100% of room air, blood pressure is 123/82, pulse 84, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous tonsils, uvula and pharynx. Next line, uvula is midline and mobile, no exudates. Next line, erythematous, pharynx, tonsils, and uvula. Correction, erythematous and edematous, pharynx, tonsils, and uvula. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, nose, congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous terminates. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse expiratory and inspiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to obesity. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephaly, papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, 93, cranial nerves 210, normal, motor and sensory functions, normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute bronchitis. Number two, acute pharyngitis. Number three, acute rhinitis. Number four, she has history of diabetes, history of obesity, history of hypertension, period. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, patient was offered flu and strep test. She declined, citing cost. She was given an injection of Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed for an additional 15 minutes, after which she was reevaluated and reported no side effects from the medication, period. Next paragraph. She was sent home with the following medication, Zithromax, 250 milligrams. She would take 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until it's all gone. Number 6 pills. Next medication, Tesalon 100 milligrams, 1 POTID for 14 days, number 42. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. She was given opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of discussion.